noise. I think this is brilliant. I think you've done an amazing, amazing campaign. I think you've shown energy and imagination and captured people's imagination. So well done to you. You're the first in the line. Brilliant. Well done. Of course, everybody should work for, get proper wages when they work. There's no excuse for paying people poverty wages. And it's a campaign which is catching on. Even companies like Nestle, which don't have a great reputation in some areas, nevertheless, they are paying the living wage. So it's, if it's good enough for villains like Nestle, it should be good enough for the Brixie. We had a chat with Lynn Goldby and about this a few weeks ago, and I must say the excuses were just pathetic. The excuses were pathetic. It was, we can't afford it. We can't afford it. We'd love to pay it. But your profits have just gone up through the roof. How come you can't pay it? Of course you can afford to pay. They said, the shareholders need their profits. They said the shareholders' profits have to come first. But not at the expense of the people who work there. Not at the expense of paying people money they can't live on. Absolutely not. So that won't wash. And the last excuse, which to me seemed the lamest of all, was that we can't plan our budget because we don't know what the living wage will be. Well, actually, you do know what the living wage is. It's £8.80. And you also, you can make a fair guess what it'll be in a year, because it should go up by inflation. So add on 2 or 3% and make that the basis of your calculation. And if you're still in trouble, put the first line of your budget, the first line, everyone gets the living wage, and then what you get left over, pay the differentials. But don't begin by assessing the money at the top and dividing the crumbs for everyone else. Yeah. No. Because obviously there are people here who know the score of this dispute much better than I do. So I just wanted to make two or three general points, which I think are really important, because this dispute isn't happening in a vacuum. There's a huge campaign, as Luke said, there's a huge campaign against low pay. We all know the civil servants were out a few days ago, and low pay is... bedevils ever so many people. And we keep hearing about the recovery. And this great recovery, how Britain has turned the corner. But actually, of course, it hasn't for many people. This is a society of food banks, of low pay, of unemployment, of underemployment, which is a key thing, of many people who would like a full-time job but don't get it, and then don't appear on the unemployment register. So a massive underemployment. Benefit cuts and all the cuts we know about. So this is not a recovery for everyone. This is a recovery for the top. And did you see the figure that came out, I think it was yesterday? Top people's pay, the directors of the FTSE 100, their pay is 180 times the average. 180 times the average. I mean, that is staggering. And then they say, they have the cheek to say, you should be feeling the effects of the recovery. I mean, what absolute nonsense that is. But I think one thing is important to remember. They talk about the system failing us. They say it's a fault, the system's failing when you're not getting paid properly. No, it isn't. This is how the system works. This is how the system works. It is about poor pay, low pay. It is about imposing, getting cheap labour to boost their profits. It's about zero-hour contracts. This is when the system works properly for them, that they can cut you down to size when the trade unions are weak. This is when their system is working well. This is what they want. This is why they have their anti-trade union legislation. So let's be aware, this is their system working properly. And if we want a fair system, then we've got to start again.
Woo!
Another lesson of this is that we need strong trade unions, of course we do, and everyone needs to be part of it. And a huge congratulations to those friends who have come down from Manchester. That's a brilliant effort. And we need anyone here not in a union. Don't be afraid. You'll only get thrown in the Thames. Anyone here not in the union? If you're not, you better bloody be one when you get back, because we need you in the union. But we not only need strong trade unions, we need trade unions to be strong.
Yes.
We need trade unions. I'm glad to see the Bektu banner here. We need trade unions to use their strength to defend you when you're brave enough to take the fight on. We don't want them leading from behind, as they sometimes have. We want them leading from the front, as they are today. So we want our trade unions to be strong. And we don't want just one branch brought out. The point of a trade union is we all belong to it, and when we're in trouble, the whole union takes part. So if Ritzy are having need supplies from other parts of the film industry, don't supply it. We've got members there. Let's use other members of our union to starve them into submission, starve their production into submission. Keep the electronic gear away from them. Keep the films away from them. If we don't just defeat the people in the front line taking action, we want the whole union to take action. Otherwise, we may as well just have a Lambeth union. We've got a national union, so we've got to act nationally. And not only that, we want the other trade unions to support us. We don't want one trade union doing it, one action here, another trade union doing an action there. This is a national campaign, and the whole TUC should be part of it. And Francis Grady speaks a good speech. Let her deliver. Let's see the whole TUC backing this campaign, and let's see them backing you, and let's see them respecting your ticket line. Sometimes the bureaucrats, not Luke, sometimes the bureaucrats will say, well, that's against the law. Yeah, it is against the law, and that's why we need to challenge it. And sometimes they'll need to get off their backside and challenge the law, because that's why the law is there, to keep us weak. So if it means challenging the law, that's what we have to do. And finally, we need, in order that we're not just fighting one battle at a time, we need political leadership. We need people who have a different vision of society. And we need people with a vision that says we're really stronger as a team than we are as individuals. That we need to leaders that have a vision of a society in which we take care of each other, in which we own things together, in which we defend the health service and its privatisation, and which we build a society that is compassionate, where we produce things because we need them, not to satisfy the greed of a few people. So we need a different vision of society. And also, we don't want from our unions to be supporting politicians who don't support us. And time after time we've done that, we've given a blank check to the Labour Party, and then find the Labour Party is keeping the anti-trade union laws, is taking part in the cuts, is keeping the pay down, is never to be seen on a picket line. So let's only support the politicians from our unions who support the unions, and who support you, and who support the struggles you're in. So you've done brilliantly, and I'm hugely privileged to be asked to come and be part of it. Well done, you. Yours is only it's the first step on a long road. The first step on the long road. And you will win if we can spread the membership and the efforts to other cinemas. If the union stays strong and other members in the union respect your picket line and your struggle. And if we can get our politicians to support us so that you're not faced with this time after time. But well done. You will win, I'm sure. Brilliant.